All right, these questions have to do with driving in the highway. Say if you were driving in Louisiana, you're going down either to New Orleans or Baton Rouge, what would probably be the best route to take? What would you drive on?
New Orleans to Baton Rouge?
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, I believe they have a highway going in. I don't know about that one. Going to New Orleans, Baton Rouge. They might even have an interstate down there.
Interstate? Yeah. When you say interstate, you mean some sort of road that has usually four lanes with
paved.
Yeah, all that. Okay. Do you ever hear people use names like superhighway or something like that to describe an interstate or highway?
Every once in a while in the newspaper.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anybody said it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are true, what they say in the state. I-20, you know, that's the interstate run through Shreveport.
Yeah.
Or if they, you can't take the interstate, they'll say I'm going on Highway 167.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. Do you like interstate driving? Do you prefer that to the two-way traffic?
Yeah.
What about if you're driving along Highway 20, and you come to a place on the side of the road that has maybe restrooms or kind of a little park area where you can stop and take a breather?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that place?
A rest area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you think of rest area, do you ever think of it as having a restaurant there?
No.
No restaurant. Mm-hmm. Would be in a rest area.
It's a bathroom and just a little place to sit at, you know, something like that outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you stretch your legs a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. And when you're traveling down the highway, these lines, you know, that are painted right down the middle to help you keep in your own lane,
mm-hmm.
do you have a name for those?
Mm-hmm. Just probably lane markers, that's about it.
Big part?
Lane markers.
Lane markers, all right.
Nobody ever talks about the line in the street.
Okay. What about the area, say if you're on 20, right down the middle might have either grass or some kind of concrete or steel barrier dividing the two main parts of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that?
Median.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter whether it's concrete or grass if both of them medians.
Well, the grass they usually call it median. Concrete they call it a wall.
Wall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Say if you're traveling along 20. And you want to get off 20 at a little town or something like that, you know, the thing that you drive off of that takes you off the highway, do you have a name for that?
It's ramp. I mean, exit.
Because
you're going to be riding around. If you don't know, if somebody telling you to take them somewhere, they say, take this next exit. They don't say, you know, ramp or anything. They say, take the next exit.
Mm-hmm. So you just call it exit instead of ramp or exit ramp?
Mm-hmm. Or off ramp, I like to just call it exit.
Off ramp, yeah. What about to get back on 20?
They say get on right here.
What was that? Well,
yeah. So you would say turn right here. Nobody ever calls it anything. But I guess we would really be calling on ramps and off ramps.
On ramps.
Really had the name.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any streets in Shreveport that you can only get on or get off at special areas? The kind of limited access roads?
Mm-mm. Like,
For example, what would you call a road that you could only travel down one way?
One-way street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.